You're an award-winning comics creator, illustrator based in Wollongong. I think you might have the coolest job in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think it is. There's probably a few that might outdo it, but yeah, it's a pretty good gig.
Has this been something you've been passionate about and been doing most of your lifetime?
Yes. I mean, I've been drawing since I was a kid, I think, and I think most kids do. They have a kind of innate love of drawing. But I've been reading comics. Like, my dad collected comics. My mum would do little cartoon strips. So it was something that was around me from a very young age. And I really just completely fell in love with as a form of storytelling, as a, just a form of entertainment, the colourful characters and stories and worlds that were there. It was just something that I was completely taken with.
What was your favourite comic growing up?
I mean, I think there's a lot, but like the X-Men was something that I really, really like attached to.
And Marvel Comics.
I still am completely in love with those characters and that world.
Look, we're super excited to have you part of the Shoalhaven School writing program. Mm. You're going to be coming into town and you're going to be doing a super cool workshop. What can the kids expect from this?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. I love doing these workshops because they're just, like, as well as being able to just talk about comics, they're just so much fun. And the kids that do them are just so creatively inspiring. Like,
yep.
They've got such a thirst for wanting to learn and tell stories. And I'm going to be taking the kids through a bunch of techniques in comic book storytelling. So I'm going to be talking about what comics does as a storytelling medium and the tools that it uses that are unique to it and how they can use those tools to enhance their own comics or drawings or stories that they want to tell. And then I'm also going to be talking about zines. And zines are something that are like, a zine is like a DIY self-published little booklet. It can be anything really, but it's kind of how I started making comics, was making zines, because it's something that you yourself have complete control over, and you get to make your own like full little book. So I'm going to be taking them through the process of making a zine, which they can photocopy and turn into a run of comics or whatever it is they want to do. And yeah, just be talking about kind of how cool comics are, really.
So you're going to be at Ride on Shoalhaven. What days and where can people find you and learn from you?
Yeah, so I'm going to be at the Shoalhaven Regional Gallery on Tuesday the 4th, doing a DIY comics and zine making workshop, and the following day at Ulladulla Library doing the same workshop in Ulladulla.
Very cool. And give your own website a plug. Where can people like look at your work and keep up to date with what's going on in your world?
Yeah, so my website is louiejoyce.com, and it's got a whole bunch of work on there. It's got comics that you can read for free. It's got a bunch of information about me. I'm also on like Instagram, which I update regularly with work, and that's just at Louis Joyce. So those are my kind of most updated spaces to find me. But yeah.
And the thing I love about Ride on Shoalhaven is that it's free. So kids get to come along, be creative, and use their imagination while getting some expert advice on how to improve on that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, one of my favourite things is just seeing, like I said, seeing the stuff that the kids come up with in the workshop. Often, like, they just need a space to do this stuff in. They don't even need that much. Like, oh, I give tips and techniques and stuff, but they're already kind of brimming with this like creative energy that I just kind of direct in the right direction.
And do you believe anyone can draw? Is it like singing, how they say anyone can sing, maybe some just not as good as others? Is that the same when it comes to drawing? Because I have always had the dream that I would love to be able to put a pencil or pen to paper and be able to come up with something magnificent, but it's just never been a skill of mine. Do you think anyone can draw? Is it something we learn? How does that work in your mind?
Yeah, I do think anyone can draw. I think that there's definitely some people have a knack for picking certain skills up faster than other people do. But drawing is like anything else. The more work you put into it, the more you will see your skills improving.
Mm. It's something I've always just want to be able to doodle on a paper, like when I'm just sitting there watching TV. It's just always been something I want to do. But the dollar sign S that we used to do in primary school and high school just isn't kind of cutting it these days. And we might have to get in touch and work on our own workshop to help me. And work on my skills.
I don't know. The dollar sign S is a pretty perfect thing. I don't know if it can be improved. I still try to drop that in to anything I'm doing, really. It's iconic and it's awesome. So I think If you've got that down, that's a pretty good start.
Thank you for making me feel a lot better.
Right on, Shoalhaven School Holidays. A writing program is happening. Louis Joyce, award-winning creator and illustrator, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.